American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 244. Here is the translated text as follows, X. American State Trials. Cross-examined, Mr. Frank got home about 11 o'clock on Sunday. He told us he had been sent for to come to town. He spoke of a crime having been committed. I asked him what had happened. I don't remember that he told me about the crime. He did not seem unconcerned about it. I said at the coroner's that I thought he seemed unconcerned about it. I don't remember his remarking about the youth of the girl or the brutality of the crime. I don't think Mr. Frank mentioned the name of the girl that was killed on Sunday. Helen Kearns. At 1:10 on April 26th, I saw Mr. Frank standing up against the building at the corner of Alabama and Broad Streets. Mrs. A. P. Levy. I saw Mr. Frank get off a car on Memorial Day between 1 and 2 o'clock and cross the street to his home. Mrs. M. G. Michael. I was visiting my sister, Mrs. Wolfsheimer, and saw Mr. Frank about 2 o'clock on April 26th going up Washington Street towards town. I was on the front porch when he came up and asked me about my people at home. I noticed nothing unusual about him. No scratches or marks of any nervousness about him. Jerome Michael. I saw Mr. Frank on April 26th between 1:05 to 2:02. I called him, and when he saw my mother standing on the porch, he came over and spoke to her. I noticed absolutely nothing unusual about him. No scratches, bruises, marks, and no nervousness. Mrs. Henny Wolfsheimer. I am the aunt of Mrs. Frank. On April 26th, I saw Mr. Frank in front of my house about 2 o'clock. I walked out on the porch after he came. I saw nothing unusual about him. No nervousness or bruises or scratches. I saw no stains on his clothes, no marks or tears of any kind. Julian Loeb. I live across the street from the Wolfsheimer residence and am a cousin of Mrs. Frank. I saw Mr. Frank on April 26th in front of the Wolfsheimer residence. It was between 1:50 and 2 o'clock. Cohen Loeb. I was on the car with Mr. Frank going back to town on April 26th after lunch. That was about 2 o'clock. The car was blockaded by the crowd. There was nothing unusual about him. No marks or scratches or spots on him. He had on a brown suit and a derby. H.J. Hinchy. I saw Mr. Frank on April 26th opposite the main entrance to the Capitol. He was on the streetcar going to town. It was between 2 and 2:15. Miss Rebecca Carson. I work at the National Pencil Cane on the 4th floor and am forelady of the sorting department. I have from 13 to 15 girls under me. I have heard the elevator running when the machinery in the factory was not running. On April 28th, I saw Mr. Frank looking at the parade in front of Rich's between 2:20 and 2:25. He spoke to me. I saw him again at 2:50 going into Jacob's Pharmacy. On Monday morning, I said to Jim Conley, "Where were you on Saturday? Were you in the factory?" He said, "I was so drunk, I don't know where I was or what I did." And Snowball, who was standing nearby, laughed.